out. You're going down in the dome facing New Orleans. I know you're not going to give away anything, but what have you noticed just on tape that New Orleans presents maybe problem-wise other than the Patriots?
Oh, man, y'all watch film just like we watch film, man. Like, no, it's not nothing really, you know, to talk about what their defense do or not. So we just got to go in, you know, and just do better than we did last week against the Patriots. And, you know, we got a loss, you know, they got two. So, you know, we both desperate for a win, so we got to go in and give it all we got.
You know, obviously now the mindset without Adrian, you're looking to Jarek. You know, you're looking to Matt Asiata, looking to these young guys that can step up and take advantage. And you've been in that situation where you've been given an advantage to show your wares. What do you see from these two guys and what they can bring to the table?
We seen what those guys can do in the preseason. You know, we didn't have AP. And Matt and Jared, they both stepped up, you know, and you know, they did a heck of a job. You know, the coach trusts those guys. And, you know, we done brought Joe up. So, you know, and we got three strong backs back there. You know, we miss AP back there, but you know this is a team thing. So, you know, we can't really worry about that right now. We got to focus on the Saints right now and just be ready for them.
You said after Sunday's game, you're okay with being the decoy or whatever Norv wants you to do. Obviously, you're going to be called upon more, and defenses are going to be targeting you more. You seem to relish that, don't you?
Oh, it's always good being a decoy, you know, just to get some points up on the board for your team. So, you know, whatever it takes to get a win for me, you know, and my team, you know, that I'm here for. So, you know, if I don't get no touches, if I get touches, you know, I'm happy either way.
It's not only touches, but catching balls out of the backfield, obviously wide receiver. But would you be looking forward to embracing more of a running back role if that's that's what it calls for?
You know, every player wanted to get more opportunities. So, you know, if my number called me back there, you know, I'm gonna do my best, you know, to make my team, you know, proud of me being back there. And, you know, whatever happens, man. You know, I just can't worry about that being in the backfield. I'm a receiver / kick returner, so I can't worry about running back. You know, when I get my number called, you know, I'll be ready.
It's going to be a dogfight, many people are saying, because you guys are going in. You kind of have, a chip on your shoulder, too?
I wouldn't say that. We have a chip on the shoulder every week, you know, from last year. You know, we got to go in with a different mindset from last year. And, you know, this year we want to be in the wins. Now, we're trying to get to the playoffs, you know, that's our only goal, you know. And just worry about the Saints this week, you know, and just take it week by week.
Do you feel that you're in a position where you can be maybe a vocal leader now without Adrian? Because I know that Kyle was saying last week that he's a guy we used to look to if the offense went sour. You know, can you be that guy?
I would say people look to HP because he was the best player on the team, you know, and, you know, that's what guys do, you know. I don't say I'm a leader, vocal leader, or nothing, man. You know, we got so many leaders on this team. You know, you got to lean on the quarterback. That's the strongest man on the team right now, so. We do what Matt do, you know, and, you know, so if he's having a down day, you know, we do it our best to pick him up, because I know he gonna pick us up.
But you're itching to bust out a big play for sure.
Oh, no, man. I'm just ready for the Saints. Man. I'm not worried about what's going on right now. Just ready for this week to get here.
Cordell, do you expect to see any more, like, more touches where they go for you more, but now that, you know, with AP out?
Oh, you know, you really can't say that. You don't know what's going on right now with the offense. And, you know, we got so much going in with me getting touches, me not getting touches, me being a decoy. So, you know, we'll see Sunday when it comes.
You know, you said you kind of relished being a decoy. Is it disappointing to not get any carries last week, though? You took 168 yards in week one.
It's not a disappointment at all, man. You know, I don't want to be that guy, you know, that's always just trying to demand the ball. And, you know, when my time comes, you know, and I'm just sitting back just waiting on my opportunity.
What's this week been like for you, obviously, with Adrian? Being without Adrian, what's it like on the field, everything in the locker room, just without, obviously, like you said, the best player on your team?
Oh, you know, it's different, man, but, you know, we got to do what's best for us. You know, we got to worry about us and worry about the Saints, worry about each week. So we can't really worry about that situation right now. We keep Adrian in our prayers. You know, we're wishing for him to be back, but, you know, it's our goal, you know, to get this win this week.
So he's your guy. He's one of your boys. Is it tough to know that maybe he might have played his last down as a Viking?
I don't feel like it's his last down as a Viking, man. You know, things happen, man. Everything happened for a reason, you know. And, you know, that was one of those reasons, you know, you wish didn't happen. So, you know, it's our thing, man, you know, just to overcome that. You know, like you said, AP is my guy. So, you know, that happens, man. So we just wishing the best, you know, wishing he get back soon as possible.
Cordell, you say that you're not going to be the guy that always wants the ball, but we also know, Greg Jennings was saying it too, that you want the ball in your hands. Do you sometimes have to, like, kind of ease off that want?
Oh, man, it's a want and a don't want, you know. you that guy that want the ball, then you'd be like, nah, man, you don't want to be a selfish guy, man. You want to do what's right for the team. But, you know, if my number been called Sunday 10, 12 times, you know, I'd be happy. And I'm going to make the most out of all of it, man, because, you know, see, you know, I like doing good things with the ball in my hand. So, you know, I was just waiting for this week to come. You know, we got a great great game plan this week, you know, and I just can't wait for it to get here.
Awesome. Thank you.
Cordero, obviously.